sacrifices, not a burden. True, those who join a divine movement have to carry a heavy load of sacrifices and responsibilities, but not every load is a burden. Does the peasant who carries on his back the produce of his hard work think his load a burden? Or the mother who carries her baby in her arm think the baby a burden? Service of a divine movement and effort on its behalf, therefore, is no burden for believers. Others may think it a burden, but for believers, it is joy and hope. Do not be overawed, therefore, by the responsibilities you will incur by accepting the truth. Think instead of the gratitude you owe to God, of the mercy and grace mankind has received from Muhammad, the Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. Do not hesitate to lend your shoulder to the burden which it is the duty of every Muslim to carry. You may be high placed or low, a leader or a common man. In the sight of God, you and other humans are all equal. The service of Islam is your duty as well as theirs. To believe in the messengers of God is your obligation as well as theirs. Receive, therefore, the command of God and His scheme of duties and rewards. Enter the divine movement and reap the rewards ordained for its entrance. The meanest reward that comes from God is better and more precious than a kingdom. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, has said, "Man faraqa al-jama'ata shibran falaysa minna." He who keeps away from a divine jama'at by so much as a step is not one of us. To stay out of a jama'at raised by God, therefore, is a serious matter. It is especially serious for those whose responsibility is twofold, towards themselves and towards those who follow their lead. Men follow their leaders even in matters of religion. In the sight of God, the mistakes they make are the mistakes of their leaders. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, expressed this thought when he wrote to the Roman Emperor. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتَ فَعَلَيْكَ إِثْمُ الْأَرِيسِينَ. If you deny, the sin of your subjects will also be upon you. Therefore, dear reader, believe that if you have friends or followers, they may have no difficulty in believing too, so that you may not keep others from believing. Share rather the reward of their belief and of the good deeds which will come from believing.